The parable of the fig tree that we just heard is sometimes called the gospel of the second chance. Like the merciful and compassionate gardener, God continues to see our worth, calling forth that goodness within each of us. The fig tree is an invitation to hope in the unlimited love of God. God's love for us is constant, unconditional, and limitless. God is the ever-patient gardener who gives every fig tree whatever time, care, and attention it needs to realize its harvest. In our first reading, God was revealed to young Moses as he tended his father-in-law's flock. Moses sees a piece of dried sagebrush catch fire, not an uncommon sight in the scorching desert plain. But this fire, this remarkable sight, continues to burn brilliantly, and Moses hears a voice calling from the fire. In the burning bush, God is revealed as a holy one who transcends time and space. I am who am, and calls Moses to lead the Israelites out of their bondage in Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. As God called Moses from his flocks at Horeb, God also calls us to the work of shepherding, of leading one another to our own exodus, from sin to new life, from despair to hope, from death to resurrection. The Exodus story was the defining moment for Judaism. The first Christians continued to be inspired by the journey of Moses and their ancestors from Egyptian captivity to freedom, to live their identity as God's people in the land that became Israel. Now, in the gospel Jesus proclaimed, the people of God heard God calling them to a new exodus, a journey from the desert of sin to God's promised land of resurrection and new life. Not unlike our catechumens and candidates who have opened their souls, their lives, to God's call to faith. For the Apostle Paul, Jesus is the new Moses. Baptism is our passage through the Red Sea. The Eucharist is our Passover. So Paul, invoking the memory of Israel's Exodus, admonishes us who are the new Israel to remain faithful to our baptism. Second chances, new journeys, God speaking in burning bushes, God restoring dying trees. The reading for this Sunday in the mid-Lent calls us to realize that we are forever held in the heart of a God whose love knows neither limit nor conditions. May God's blessings be with you this coming week.